This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks for listening to the Primetime with Isaac and Souk. I'm Isaac, the cool one.
What? This is our podcast.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast.
I don't know. It's brought to you by Les Schwab, though.
Yeah.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Enough of this spurious what?
They force you to respond to them with, like, all those things in their mouth.
Yeah, that's always weird. What do you do? Do you just kind of, do you make noises, or do you defer until it's out of your mouth? I just like the balls. You may not want to do them, but.
What?
I was watching some of the guys on the bikes.
Daddy's always happy.
Welcome in, Club 1080. I love our new drop.
Gordon Hayward?
Yeah.
Yes.
That makes me happy, both of them.
Whoa.
And the daddy's always happy because it just makes me think of the daddy's out doing what daddy does. And speaking of daddies, the great Bartolo Colon is on the mound. He's pitching against the Red Sox. And I saw this on Twitter that the current Red Sox coaching staff has faced Bartolo Colon 63 times, plate appearances. The current players on the Red Sox roster, 62.
That's fantastic.
So yes, that's the greatness of Bartolo Colon.
I believe he is the last player left that played in the kingdom.
Yes, he is the last one.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of, like, wonderful stats like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a percentage, like, he has pitched against, it's like 17% of players that have ever played in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, Jamie Moyer had something like
that.
Yeah,
something like that. There's all kinds of wonderful numbers like that. And I just look at the great Bartolo Colon, and it makes me happy.
My secret hope is that somehow Bartolo hangs around, right? Because he's still effective.
Yeah.
And it's not going to happen because he's at 245 wins.
There's zero chance he gets to 300.
I'm just saying, if he could hang around for five more years and win 10 games a year, that's not unreasonable.
How old is he? He's like 40.
He's 1,000.
I think he's like 45, 46. He's not going to pitch till he's 52.
He is older than me. He was born the same year I was.
Yeah. He's what, 45 now?
His birthday's in May. He just turned 45. So if he can somehow make it to 50, and he got, because if you get 300 wins, you're in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And I would just, come on, you wouldn't travel to Cooperstown for Bartolo Colon's induction?
I think I would travel for that.
I think you would too.
There's zero chance.
No, I know. I'm just being silly. But I'm
just
saying.
It's amazing that they keep rolling him out there because the Mets ditched him. And he ended up in Atlanta, and then Atlanta ditched him, and then he ended up in Minnesota. They ditched him. And now he's kind of got a little something going at Texas where he's not bad.
Nope.
He shut down the Mariners earlier this year.
He owns the Mariners. Listen, there's a lot. That's a lot of guys on that list.
Yeah.
But Bartolo owns the Mariners. They cannot touch him. Doesn't matter who he pitches for. He drills them every time. It drives me crazy. And yet you brought this up earlier. Normally, That's hate bucket material for me.
Yes.
I can't. I don't hate Bartolo Colon.
You can't. He's unhateable.
I agree with you. I think he's the most unhateable player in baseball.
Yes. And there's people like in certain, like every industry has them where you can't hate someone. They're just so lovable. Like you can't hate Mr. Rogers, right?
No.
You got Bob Ross.
Yeah.
You can't. He paints happy little trees. No, and he wears a white man afro.
Yeah, nobody hates Bob Ross.
No, there are people that are not hateable, and Bartolo Colon is. And my point is, he dominates the Mariners. You don't hate him. That may be the only man on the planet that you can say that about.
I agree.
And he plays for a division rival, and you still don't hate him.
I think he's played for every division rival.
Played for the A. No, he didn't play for the Astros.
Well.
But they weren't always.
They weren't a true. Yeah. But the big three.
Yes.
He has played for.
Yes, he has. He won a Cy Young. Did he win the Cy Young in Oakland or in Anaheim?
I thought he won it in Cleveland.
That's what I would have said, Cleveland.
Yeah. I think Bartolo won it in Cleveland.
I think he won it in Anaheim.
I'm going to look.
By the way, this is far too sportsy for the club.
Yeah, what are we doing?
I don't know. I was waiting. Did you come? I was distracted by the great Bartolo Colon. Did you come up with your hate power rankings yet?
Yeah, do you want the hate rankings now or after we talk about the end of the world?
Well, let's talk about your hate rankings now.
It is baseball related. So we just talked about baseball.
Yeah, so let's talk about it now. And then because it's somewhat sports, but it's kind of club because it's you randomly hating things. And then we'll move into end of the world talk with the wasp that will kill you and lay its eggs in you. And then, of course, the 2,000-year-old curse that's coming for you. And I'd also like to talk about hot mummies.
Well, I think that's a natural transition.
I think so.
Michael, you brought this up earlier. We were talking about hating baseball things, and you asked me for my definitive list of teams in order that I hate.
The power rankings of your hate, because yes. People were like, you hate the Angels more than the Yankees?
Yes.
And you said yes. And I went, well, how many teams do you hate more than the Yankees, and then who is below them on your power rankings?
The answer is three. More than the Yankees.
Wow.
The Yankees rank in at number four in my power. So would you like the American? The National League's a little bastardized because, again, I don't watch as much National League, so I don't hate them as much. Would you want the National League first, or would you like my American League power rankings?
Hey, whatever you want, man. This is your list.
You pick.
I want the American League first.
Okay, then. Would you like me to start with the team I hate most and descend?
Yes.
Or start with the team I hate least and go up?
Team you hate most.
Okay, the team I hate most in the American League is the Anaheim Angels. I cannot stand them.
Why do you hate the Angels so much?
I hate the Angels.
Is there a rhyme or reason to why you hate any of these?
It's, I don't know, why do you not like Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
You just don't like them.
So you don't have a reason.
Some teams, there are reasons for some.
Yeah.
But I hate the Angels. I don't like them.
I'm going to get you an Angels t-shirt.
Nope. Don't like them.
Angels coming at number one.
Angels coming in very close. Almost 1B.
Houston Astros?
No, the Texas Rangers.
Oh,
my gosh. Yeah. I hate the Texas Rangers. In fact, I almost bumped them up to number one.
Because of one player?
No, because the Angels won the World Series back in 2003.
Yeah.
And that prevented Barry Bonds from winning a World Series, who I hate more than any other single player. So yeah. I almost gave them credit for keeping Bonds out of the World Series championship list, but I couldn't do it. So hate the Angels more.
I thought there was one man that was going to bump it up for you that plays for the Texas Rangers that I know you despise.
Who's that?
Odor.
Yeah, I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, no. But you know, we talk about this in the hot corner too. We don't like him, but we like that he punched Jose Bautista in the face.
Right.
And
knocked
his ass. That helps him up a little bit.
And Mike asked for a not this year's hate, kind overall. Of the overall overreaching. So Angels are my most hated team. The Rangers are next. Third, we're staying in division. The top three are all the bullies next door.
Told you.
The Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Hate the A's.
You can't. See, this.
Yes, I can hate the A's, and I do, because they're supposed to suck.
And they never do, and they always beat you.
Thank you. They never do. Right? They're the little skinny kid that I'm picking on at the playground because I think I can finally beat him, and they kick my butt. Look at this year. Yeah. I'm scared to death of the A's. They're winning right now.
Yeah, we're like 17-20 or something ridiculous. Like
hate
that.
The A's.
All right.
And if Adam Bjornsson, if you're listening, hate you too. No, I don't. I love him. But he likes the A's.
And then the Yankees?
Then the Yankees. Fourth. Hate the Yankees.
I feel like that's going to switch soon with the Astros overtaking them as they spend more years in front of you in the division.
It's a living list. Right now, it's the Yankees. So following the Yankees on number five on my hate list is the Houston Astros.
Okay.
Take that and Dusty Hera along with them.
So four of the five division.
Four of the five in division are in my top five. Yeah. It's the bully next door.
And you're missing one because the Seattle Mariners should be on that list.
Well, we talked about that earlier, right? And in any given year, I understand that. That's funny. You know, there you go. So following the Astros, I hate the Toronto Blue Jays.
Because they take over Safeco Field?
Because they take over Safeco Field.
The best is I've known you so long that I know why you hate certain teams.
Yes.
The moment you said Blue Jays, I was like, Blue Jays? Oh, yeah. Because when they play in Safeco, it's like 30% Blue Jay fans.
Hate the stupid Blue Jays. And they currently feature one of my most hated Mariners of all time, with his Justin Smoke.
Oh, yeah.
So that knocks them down a little bit, too. I have no ill will towards Canada, per se.
All right.
But it also bothers me that they've won the World Series twice, and the Mariners have never been there.
Back to back.
And they came in at the same year. They're the same age franchise. So that bothers me a little bit.
Okay.
So the Blue Jays are right there. Following the Blue Jays are the White Sox. Hate the White Sox. It's a house of horrors.
Hate the White Sox.
Because the Mariners go there and get drilled constantly. You know who else I hate? Paul Konerko. He's not even playing anymore, and I hate that guy.
Why aren't the Red Sox higher on the list, man? Come on.
Well, we'll get to that, because they're next. Next are the Red Sox. And I'll say this. Red Sox really don't bother me so much. I don't like Red Sox fans in general. I think part of it is I was pro the curse for a long time. Like, it bothered me that the Red Sox won the World Series, not because they won the World Series, but I liked the curse of the Bambino. I liked that narrative. And so, you know, they were the lovable losers for a while.
Yeah, you didn't hate him. It's a recent hatred.
Plus, Cheers is a really good show.
I understand.
And Ted Danson pitched for the Red Sox.
Sam made him alone.
Right. So the Red Sox don't bother me that much. So following the Red Sox on my hate list, if Joe was here, he'd appreciate this, the Baltimore Orioles. Now, I love Cal Ripken, but I hate the Orioles.
Why?
1997. In my opinion, the greatest Mariner team of all time. Not the 2001 Mariners.
Yeah.
The 1997 Mariners were loaded. And they roll into the playoffs, and they go to Baltimore with a little guy named Randy Johnson. And he loses twice to Mike Mussina. And they're dismissed with extreme prejudice.
And that still, to this day, leads to that hatred.
Hate the Baltimore Orioles.
All right.
That's why they're on that list.
At least there's a valid reason.
Following the Orioles, now we're getting down into the teams I don't really hate, but I got to put them somewhere.
Yeah.
The Detroit Tigers. Okay. Don't really hate the Tigers, but they got to be on the list somewhere.
Sure.
Then the Minnesota Twins. You can't really hate the Twins.
No.
Well, you know,
Twinkies are lovable.
Yeah, they're the Twins.
Yeah,
In fact, I love the Twins.
Yeah, don't really. Then the team
because
I
they
hate
lose
second least.
Every time to the Yankees.
Based solely on the movie Major League is the Cleveland Indians.
Understand.
So.
Yeah.
And then the team I hate the least in the American League. Mike, do you remember? Who's left?
Tampa Bay Rays.
Tampa Bay Rays.
Really?
Don't hate the Rays at all.
No?
No, don't care.
No feeling towards it.
Nope. Plus, they got a big tank out in center field full of Rays. And Nelson Cruz hit a home run into the tank 2 years ago, which
was
awesome.
We have the definitive American League hatred rankings.
Yeah, Rays I hate the least. I have no hatred for them. In fact, I don't think there's any hatred for the Rays.
Interesting.
Yeah. Don't hate them at all.
It's like they're almost in the National League.
Almost.
Well, tomorrow we'll come back, so we won't do another segment in the club. Otherwise, people will protest. Too much sports. Tomorrow, we'll get your National League hatred rankings.
Fair enough.
We may do a segment now. Just John ranks things that he hates.
Stuff I hate.
Yeah. All right. Wasps and mummies when we come back. Club 1080, you're on the Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. He'll be down in a minute.
All right. Listen, you guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Double Sun Power!
Now we're just getting requests for you to come up with random things to hate.
More stuff I hate. Go!
And Dieter was in with most hated items in the candy aisle. Go!
Yeah, and Dumb Lynch throws out Smarties. How can you hate Smarties?
Smarties are BS. They're the worst candy out there.
I said
Necco
wafers.
If you get Smarties in...
I like Necco wafers, too.
If you get Smarties in Halloween, you just go, really?
That's
disagree.
True.
I would hoard them. I'll trade you. You can pick your chocolate candy. I'll trade you for Smarties.
I will have any chocolate candy.
And because they're, and I know you undervalue them, I'll get them at a 2-for-1 right. I'll give you one mini Milky Way for 2 packs of Smarties. I'm coming out ahead in that deal.
No, you're not, because Smarties suck.
No, Smarties are good.
The Milky Way is underrated.
Milky Way's way underrated.
It's a quality bar, but no one ever really pays any attention to the Milky Way because you're busy focusing on the Snickers bar.
Right. You know what I'm not a huge fan of that's controversial? Not a big fan of the Three Musketeer.
That is controversial. I like Three Musketeers.
Yeah. I'm more of a Baby Ruth guy than I am a Three Musketeer.
Agreed. I'm not saying the Three Musketeer is bad.
Yes, but of the
candies,
there's
not a lot to it. It's too pillowy.
I feel like the butter, it's got
that's
the pillow
butt. That's the whole sales point there, John.
I don't like it.
It's light and airy. John likes his candy bars like he likes his t-shirts. He likes them to be thick and meaty.
I like to know the candy's there when I eat it. Yeah. I want a nougat core or some caramel or
now,
something like that.
Maybe this is a really unpopular opinion, but I think one of the most underserved candy bars is a Payday.
Oh, yeah.
Paydays are really good.
Yes.
And nobody ever gives them out.
See, my undervalued candy bar, if you will, the J.D. Martinez of candy bars that is phenomenal, but people don't pay enough attention to him and no one wanted to pay him. The 100 grand bar.
100 grand's good, too.
The 100 grand is delicious. And just recently, it started making its way into the fun, like the value packs when you buy all the little ones together.
100 grand's legit.
I go right for the 100 grand every time.
Yeah, 100 grand's legit.
That thing is, it's phenomenal. And we need more whatchamacallits out there.
Yeah, those are hard to find.
Whatchamacallit you have to go to like a specialty store to find.
The opposite side of the coin of the 100 grand, which I think is underrated, is I think the Nestle Crunch is overrated.
Yeah, I can see that, but I'm going...
Again, it's not bad. It's just overrated.
I'll never choose it.
Right.
Mine is the Hershey bar. The plain Hershey bar? What the hell, Hershey? Throw some nuts in that thing and let's make it happen.
Well, it just tastes like delicious milk chocolate soup.
No,
and they also make Hershey's with nuts. They have multiple bars.
Yeah, it pisses me. Exactly. So throw some nuts in. I don't want the plain bar. It's like the regular Hershey Kiss. It needs to have a nut in it.
So
no, I don't want the regular Hershey Kiss.
Mark.
Stick an almond in there. Give me something to work with here. I don't want plain Hershey chocolate.
What about the Mr. Good Bar? The yellow one that comes...
That's little delicious.
Small ones, those are really good.
Yes.
Now,
that comes with crackles. Crackles, I think,
this
are a little bit eh.
The Mr. Good Bar, if you're going to go Mr. Good Bar, I prefer the twin brother of the Mr. Good Bar, the lesser popular Crackle.
That's what I was... I don't think the Crackle's as good.
I think the Crackle is the same thing as the Nestle Crunch.
No, yeah. I think a Crackle's better than the Nestle Crunch.
I feel like it's the same kind of thing.
It's the same formula, just a different...
I feel like it's a different
candy
thickness.
Brand.
Like when you get the little 3-pack, you get the Nestle Crunch, the Crackle, and the Mr. Good Bar. The Nestle Crunch and the Crackle are the same thing.
By the way, you get the multi-pack and you find somebody that hoards the Special Dark.
Yeah.
Don't trust that person.
No.
If you're the Special Dark hoarder, I'll give you the Special Dark. I'm winging it at your head. Don't trust that guy.
No, you're the same person. Like if you're hoarding the Special Dark, you're the same person that likes the lemon Starburst.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'll take all the lemons. Yeah, nobody wants the lemons.
You go straight to hell, sir.
Didn't Rop give that hot take that he prefers lemon candies?
Yeah, he said that he liked lemon, and that's BS. No one ever likes the lemon anything. No one likes the lemon Skittle. No one likes the lemon Starburst. No one likes lemon heads. Get him the hell out of there.
Frankly, I feel like almost every person I've met prefers the red Starburst, the cherry, as the favorite. And then the pink strawberry close second.
It's always 1-2 with the pink and
the red. It's the gold standard.
The
it really is.
Yeah.
You can't. They're like the Beatles. It may not be your favorite, but you can't argue that they're the best.
It's the same thing with Skittles.
Right.
Skittles, the red Skittle, dominates all the other Skittles.
Yeah, totally agree.
It's what you want to go for.
Yeah, red is a superior candy color.
But yellow?
Yellow.
The Starburst yellow sucks. No one likes the gummy bear yellow one. No one's reaching for yellow.
And you know what candy
the
bar?
The yellow gumdrop or the little dots? No one's eating that.
I think this might be the most overrated candy bar. A Kit Kat. It's just like a crunchy chocolate. Like you can do anything with what
overrated?
I don't like the
Kit Kat's pretty good.
I don't like the Kit Kat.
I think the Kit Kat gets proper credit.
I feel like the Kit Kat's right in its the meaty spot.
No,
not
I think
behind,
way too many
not
people.
Jumping ahead.
You know what my, and again, I'm not saying it's better than the Snickers because the Snickers is the gold standard. You know what I go to number two? The Twix.
Oh, yeah. Twix is delicious.
Twix is
pretty good, yeah.
Twix is legitimate.
Twix. Everyone.
D7.
Everyone loves Twix.
It's the only candy with the cookie crunch.
Yes.
Yes, Twix is awesome.
Yeah, you can't ever go wrong with a Twix bar. That's like one of those kind of universal things. I don't know if anyone dislikes that. And my last, because we're about to kill another segment here.
Which, let me just say this. This is Dieter's fault.
Yes.
And this might be his proudest moment, is he single-handedly killed this segment.
He did. He derailed it. The score bar.
You like the score bar?
Love the score bar.
Yeah, score bar's good.
Love the score.
It's very similar to the Heath.
Exactly. Same sort of thing. I feel like that's the Nestle Crunch and the Crackle. It's the same thing. The score and the Heath bar, both the same, and they're delicious. Go get a Blizzard sometime and throw the Heath bar in it and tell me that that's not a delicious frozen treat.
Heath bar Blizzard.
Have you ever wandered through a Rocket Fizz and just like randomly picked up the candies that you've never heard of and they're all delicious? Like, they've got all the old candies in there.
Yeah.
And they also have all the, like, you're talking about, like, Whatchamacallits, which are very rarely in stores now, or the 100 Grand Bar. Those are all over the Rocket Fizzes.
You know what my favorite all-time bastard candy is? The Chico Stick.
Oh, you like those, do you?
It's the inside of a Butterfinger. Tell me what's wrong with that.
That is true.
The Chico Stick is the stripped-down inside of a Butterfinger. That's my point, though, is I have never once wanted a Chico Stick.
Yeah.
I've never once gone out looking for a Chico Stick.
No.
But if I go home tonight and there's a Chico Stick on the counter, it'll be delicious.
It's like a Bitto Honey.
The Bitto Honey's another one.
No one has ever bought a Bitto Honey.
No, but they're good.
But when you have one, you're like, hey, look at that, Bitto Honey.
Nobody's also ever finished a Sugar Daddy.
No. In fact, first off, the Sugar Baby is delicious.
Sugar Baby's awesome.
But no one in the history of candy has ever finished a Sugar Daddy. And if you do eat one, if you have a filling, it will pull
it out. It's gone.
At some point, you will be, screw this, I'm going to bite into the Sugar Daddy, and it Vulcan mind melds with your teeth, and you cannot get it off without removing a dental appliance.
You have to commit a good 5 straight hours. If you unwrap a Sugar Daddy, sit down. You need like a transcontinental flight.
You cannot, exactly. Like if Rob's going to Italy, how do you pass the time?
Sugar Daddy.
Sugar Daddy.
Exactly.
Which, by the way, might be my favorite name for a candy of all time.
The Sugar Daddy?
It just tells you right at the get-go, hey, just so you know, this is going to own your ass. It's the Sugar Daddy. The only thing that can come close to that is the Big Hunk. Which also, you will break a molar by eating a Big Hunk.
All I can think of now is Rop flying home, sitting next to Nurse Nice, working on a Sugar Daddy, and he drops it, and it lands in his chest hair, and is ruined.
Well, that, and you know that chest hair is coming out. Yeah. There's no way you're removing that thing.
Nope,
that's in there for good. All right, we come back. We need to get to this because it's a public service announcement.
Yes, have to.
We're all going to die.
Yes, we are.
Unless we do something, and we do it now. Club 1080 here, though, Lynchwood Sports Center.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
You know, I always felt I could be a great salesman. Well, believe me, I could talk anybody into anything except women into sex. That's the only thing I can't do.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today. Real weight loss, results, education, accountability, and lifestyle. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com.
Can I get a hot tub?
Can we refocus?
We've completely lost focus, which normal.
We went out in right field. We started with hate rankings. So we were doing like baseball power rankings of teams you hate. That's not Club 1080. And then we got derailed by Dieter's damn candy thing. We've got public service announcements here.
The feedback's coming in. We won't talk about it because we have to get to saving the world. But candy people, feedback's coming in hot and heavy.
This is hot and heavy.
Yeah.
People are demanding. Maybe tomorrow we have to revisit it. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of quality candies that I kind of forgot about. You forget about how many candy options are out there. It's more than just the standard. Some of them are throwbacks.
Yes.
Like you remember when you were a kid.
Right.
All right. So now let's get to this because...
Somebody's got to save the world.
Someone has to save the world. And basically, I need Tom Cruise. Plus, I want to talk about hot mummies. So you brought this to my attention, and I had not seen this. And I don't know why it's not the lead story on every news organization.
Because people are stupid, and they're not taking it serious.
So it was my understanding that all of the kind of the great kings of Egypt, all the ancient burials, we had found them all, right? I didn't think there was any of those left.
I think they're finding stuff out there, but what, even when they find a new site, it's rare that it's undisturbed.
Yeah, it's usually it's been
ransacked,
kind of gone through.
And, right.
Well, apparently not this one. This was in Alexandria. It's off the coast of the northern coast of Egypt, and they have found a giant, they're saying one, it's the largest ever found in this area, and one of the largest, why can't I say this?
Sarcophagus
that has ever been found. And it's black. It's not all gold and ornate. It's this big giant black thing. And they're saying that it is 72 inches tall. It's 104 inches long. And it's 65 inches wide. It's the biggest ever found. And then there's a large alabaster head that was discovered in the same underground tomb. And experts are assuming that it represents who's ever buried in the sarcophagus.
And they're saying that was usually only done of somebody of great importance.
But we don't know who it is.
They can't figure out who it is. And they've gone back and looked at like the great kings and rulers that they know about.
And they found them all.
And they think they found all those. So literally the scientists and the archaeologists are baffled. They don't know who's in this thing. And they're saying because the sarcophagi is so large, it had to be somebody of some sort of importance. And here's what's scary. They don't know if that's like good importance, like it was a beloved ruler,
yeah,
or somebody bad.
Yeah. And so they're saying that this doesn't happen. The layer of mortar is still intact between the lid and the body, indicates that the coffin has not been opened since it was sealed more than 2,000 years ago.
2,000 years old.
So they're saying this is really, really rare, and ancient tombs are usually plundered or they've been damaged over the centuries, so that archaeologists rarely find one like this. And they're saying the whole site dates back between 305 BC and 30 BC, with this particular find, it was uncovered about 16 feet below the ground. And you kind of look at the photos of it, and it is beyond spooky.
It's scary.
When you look at it, because it's one thing, like, when you see, like, the big gold ornate ones.
Right.
This is just, it's black, and it's ominous.
It looks like a big black coffin.
Yes.
And the way the sand and this, and it's seven, they found it 17 feet deep under the earth.
Yes.
And the picture, you can go online and see the picture of it. It's just so stark in contrast with, like, the white desert.
Yes.
That you have this big giant black coffin under there. It's really ominous, and you know that some idiot is going to open it.
And we're all going to die.
It's going to be over. This is how it ends.
Movies have taught us anything.
And I'd like to think they have.
Yes. There is about to be a 2,000-year-old curse unleashed upon the world. Did we not learn anything from Brendan Fraser?
Nope.
Did we not learn anything from Tom Cruise?
Nope.
We're all gonna die.
It's all over.
Do we not know how that's work? We are all effed.
They're gonna open it because some idiot is gonna be like, well, we have to know what's in there.
Yeah, no, you don't.
No, you don't.
Here's the thing.
The second it gets opened, black smoke comes
billowing
out.
Yes.
Thank you. Imhotep is in there. Yeah. The giant face comes out of the desert.
We're all hooped. And here's the thing about it. If all the other ones have been raided and people are stealing, right? The fact that the bros in Egypt for the last couple thousand years have left this one alone, that should tell you something. Thieves and criminals and robbers and ne'er-do-wells and scofflaws and ruffians, they've all said no.
There's a reason that this thing was 17 feet under the ground.
Yes.
You know why? We're not supposed to find it.
And that no one has gone looking for it.
Nobody
right?
knows who it is because it's the evil Prince Imhotep. We're all screwed.
And you look at the head, you can't really make it out. It's just kind of like a shapeless, or like a faceless head.
It's scary.
It's Voldemort is what it is.
Yeah, it's not good.
What's worse, dead. If you open it and it's empty, or if you open it and black smoke comes out?
Both?
Empty would be terrifying.
Because it's right behind you.
Yeah.
If the movies have taught me anything, if you open it and it's empty, it's right behind
you. It's there. It's like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. And you're done. Now, and then it steals your face.
Now, I will tell you this. The only way that I would be okay with this.
I know where you're going with this, and yeah. I have to agree.
The only way that I'm okay with this is if it's the gal mummy from the last Tom Cruise movie.
If it's a hot mummy.
Look, we know I've got a weird fetish thing going on here. I understand, like, I've got a thing for the Wicked Witch from, what is that, Wicked? Yeah, Idina Menzel, when she dresses up as the witch. She's hotter when she's green. The gal from Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm into the whole Kirk thing. If you haven't seen The Last Mummy with Tom Cruise, she's getting ready to sacrifice Tom Cruise while having sex with him. And I did utter this while watching the movie. There's worse ways to go.
It's not so bad.
I totally dug the evil hot mummy. So that's the only way that I'm okay with this, is that if we unleash the evil on the world, but it's a hot mummy.
So let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
We unleash the 2,000-year-old unknown evil onto the world.
Yeah.
Which probably brings about our entire destruction.
I think that, yeah.
You're okay with it if she's hot.
Sophia Boutella is her name, if you'd like to look her up in non-mummy form.
Yeah, she's attractive.
But I like her better in mummy form. That's my thing.
There's this picture of her wearing a very scantily clad, almost as if she was in the mummy, top.
Yeah. She's fantastic. I'm not saying I'm going to be okay with it. I'm going to say I'm going to be kind of okay with it. Because if I'm going to be destroyed, it's a hot mummy.
Well, in the Brendan Fraser mummy, Anaxuna Moon wasn't nothing to sneeze at.
No, that's true.
She was pretty nice, too.
There's something I kind of dig about the evil mummy.
Right.
Well, it goes back. We've had this conversation. I don't know if we've had it on air, but look, we've all seen the movies where, like, the hot vampire or the hot mummy or the hot alien.
Salma Hayek from Dusk Till Dawn.
I'm going down. Even if you know that if you approach the hot mummy, she's going to kill you, but you know that you're going to get it on with her. Look, we all got to die.
Species.
Yes. You're not turning that down.
Yeah.
Look, we all got to go sometime, and there's worse ways to go than with the hot mummy. Plus, with the hot mummy or the hot vampire, maybe you become slave to the hot vampire or hot mummy.
Stuck in immortality in the narrow window between life and death, but it's okay because you're with hot chicks.
I could be okay with that.
Okay. I'm not going to argue that. To each his own.
But we really need to not open this.
No, they shouldn't open it. It's a bad idea.
It's 17 feet down. Just put the dirt back on it.
Leave it there.
Just every now and then you come across something and you just slowly back away. That needs to be this.
It's like when Bran was digging in the Fratelli's basement and he finds the rock and she says, Bran, the Lord has that rock there for a reason. I don't necessarily think you should go moving it.
Exactly.
Let's leave it. It's 17. You know why it's 17 feet under the ground? So we don't open it.
The one that gets me is that, you know, every one of those tombs gets raided. Why not this one?
Because we're not supposed to find this one.
When criminals don't want to go near something, that's when you know that it's bad. And yes, we need Harrison Ford on this stat.
Somebody needs to get out
just
there.
Just send the Nazis down there, right?
Don't look in the Ark.
If you're going to take the brunt of it, shouldn't we send the Nazis down?
Well, sure.
Or does the evil entity in the sarcophagus realize that the people who found it are also evil and then enslave them to do more evil?
Well, again, are they hot evil or... are they hot Nazis? Like, remember the Nazi from...
we're going down that road, I see.
Remember the Nazi from Last Crusade?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind
of
hot.
She's left with both the Joneses.
Yeah, she got around. And she wasn't really a Nazi, right? She was like a...
oh, she was a Nazi.
Yeah, she was a Nazi. Yeah that's a bummer. Look, so given the choice between hot mummy and hot Nazi, I'm taking the hot mummy.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Either way, don't open it. Just don't open it.
So if you want to just look it up, there was on the website that had it was Science Alert.
Yeah, I tweeted it out earlier. Earlier today, if you want to go, there's an article that I tweeted out. You can find it on my Twitter as well.
And say goodbye to your loved ones because they are planning to open this up. And
we're done.
That'll be the end of that. So enjoy the weekend and spend all your money. All right, we come back. One final segment. We put a bow on the day number 3.
Record-setting edition.
Of the Sooks of Hazzard here on The Fan.
Don't spend all your money, please.
It needs to have a nut in it.
Goodbye, baseball.
This is a Mariners Momentum Builder with Big John Sirkanik. Brought to you on The Fan by BizNet Insurance. Get the right insurance for your business, home, or auto. BizNet offers a number of national and regional carriers to choose from to maximize your coverage at the best value. Online at BISNETT.com.
You can't tell your sister from a fur bush without a scorecard tonight, fellas.
The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
Well, this again, normally where we call you, but, well, here you are. So...
hey, kids, shut up. I'm on the radio. Take the dog outside.
Building momentum. Before we do build momentum, Lynch informed me over the break that Tim Tebow is now dating Miss Universe 2017, who's from South Africa.
She's attractive.
Damn it, Tim Tebow. and he's not doing anything with it.
Apparently, they met at a Super Bowl party, which led Miss Universe to break up with her longtime boyfriend. And now they are dating.
Freaking what, Tim Tebow.
Do you think? I'd like to believe, like, Tebow just walked by. And she was like, we're done. Does hey, he Randy,
even,
we're done.
Does he even try?
No, I think he just walked by. And Miss Universe said, hey, Randy, we're done. Yeah. And just, like, followed him home.
We'll be with that guy.
Yeah. And Tebow's like, okay.
And yet, in some ways, it just... It feels like you're driving a Lamborghini and yet you won't take it out of first gear. Yeah. He doesn't drive it. He just wipes it down with a diaper.
He still gets to wipe it down.
Yes, he does. Oh. It is good to be Tim Tebow.
Or your New York Mets minor league all-star.
Yeah, he plays for the Rumble Ponies.
Yeah.
And he's just there to sell tickets. The thing that scares me is I think there's a chance because the Mets are god-awful. I don't know if anyone's watched the Mets, but you shouldn't. And... It is my fear that they're going to call him up at the end of the year just to sell tickets and jerseys.
I hope so.
And that's the part that terrifies
what
me.
What if he comes up and he's awesome?
He's not.
But what if he is?
He's not awesome at double A.
But what if he is?
John, he's hitting like 230.
But where does the meat go?
Where do you turn it on?
Right there. What if he is?
No.
Well, he made the All-Star team. He made the All-Star team.
Not really. Again, to sell tickets.
Listen, Mr. 52 importance in Madden. Tim Tebow's importance in Madden is way higher than that.
Well, he's getting put into
his importance was 15, John.
Oh, yeah. 52 overall.
52 overall.
Yeah. Tim Tebow was way higher than that.
Tim Tebow's getting put in the Florida Ring of Fame. There's only like four of them.
He probably should be.
Tim Tebow is one of the best college quarterbacks of all time.
Tim Tebow was legit at Florida.
Yeah, he's kind of a wiener, but he's a super nice guy, and he was a legit college quarterback.
Yeah, if you're going to have a ring of honor or whatever at Florida, Tim Tebow should be.
Yeah, he was 100% legit. So you want to build some momentum here or what?
I like talking about Tebow and Miss Universe. Miss Universe is
John's
building momentum.
Just pissed about yesterday's game.
I am mad about yesterday, but I'll say this. And I hate the Angels. You know that. We just talked about that.
I'm in the midst of Googling Miss Universe. She is phenomenal.
Yeah, she's...
Damn it. But you know what? So is Tim Tebow.
Well,
Tim Tebow's hunky.
He's fantastic.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, there's no argument there.
He just took his shirt off and it was over.
Mariners last night laid an egg, so they need to come back strong tonight. I'm terrified again of the A's and that they refuse to lose outside of just bizarre walk-off fashion that we talked about earlier. I am happy that Segura made the All-Star team today, so that's nice. So I'm going to go with Gene Segura tonight to build momentum. I think he's going to get a couple of hits, maybe steal a base. He plays plus defense every night. So Gene Segura, fresh off his All-Star selection as a Mariner, fourth Mariner to make the team, builds a little momentum tonight. And for heaven's sakes, we need it because... Last night was a debacle.
I'm not even listening to you anymore because now I'm going through Tim Tebow's past girlfriends. You know, he was dating Miss USA before this, who may have been hotter than Miss Universe.
No, Miss Country can't be hotter than the entire universe.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it's pretty good. It's good to be Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's not good to be Tim Tebow.
No,
I think
it's good to be Tim Tebow.
Yeah, it is.
And you know, I mean, look, I get he's kind of a guru, but you know he's probably just a really good guy.
Yes, by all accounts. He's like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah, you don't ever hear much bad about him unless it's people trying to knock him down a notch.
At any point, Tim Tebow is doing something nicer and more beneficial to the general public than I will ever do in my entire life.
Somebody on the text line just said it's the evil Tim Tebow that's buried in that coffin. What if you opened that coffin and the mummy looked just like Tim Tebow?
It's like the Ghostbusters thing. Like, Gozer, you choose your the Destructor. And
choose the form of the Destructor.
You choose Tim Tebow.
If they choose Tim Tebow, giant Tim Tebow will show up and destroy New York.
I think you could do worse than having Tim Tebow destroy New York.
If you had to Ghostbuster it.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to open the sarcophagi. Mm-hmm. And whatever comes out is going to kill you. And you eliminate hot mummies.
Oh, because I say, like, I'm just going hot mummy.
I'm going Stay Puft Marshmallow Man type stuff.
Yeah.
You eliminate hot mummies. Who are you picking to come be the form of the Destructor and take us out?
And it's not like I'm choosing who I could possibly defeat.
We will die.
Yeah.
It will destroy us. We don't have the proton packs. We can't reverse the streams. We're going to die. Yeah. Who is going to take us out?
Steve McQueen. if I'm going out, it's going to go out at the hands of the coolest man in the history of the planet. Steve McQueen.
I'm going the only entity that I couldn't possibly be mad at for destroying us, and that's giant Bartolo Colon. And when he comes out of the sarcophagi, he'd be life-size.
He's wearing a little headband with those exercise, like hand weights.
Just start throwing baseballs at people, and the baseballs explode when they hit stuff.
Yeah. Couldn't be mad. Again, it's that, well, it's Bartolo Colon. What are you going to do? You got me.
Giant Bartolo Colon.
Yeah. All right, what do we got? Coming up next, why is Joe wearing no sleeves? Look at Brotastic Joe Fisher in there. Let's go ahead. Sun's out, guns
show
out
his guns.
The gun show is out. Kind of impressed right now. All right, we'll be back tomorrow for day number 4.
See if we can do it.
Sooks of Hazzard experiment. Another record-setting broadcast. We hope.
Again, there's been worse.
You've been listening to Club 1080. You're on the Fan.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.